You're listening to SBS News.
Australia made a winning start to the Cricket World Cup in England and Wales as Aaron Finch's side looked to defend the title it won at home 4 years ago. Returning opener David Warner scored 89 against Afghanistan despite getting booed by the crowd in Bristol, which has apparently not forgiven him for his part in the ball tampering scandal. There were good signs with the ball too, as both Adam Zampa and Pat Cummins took 3 wickets apiece in a 7-wicket victory, with Afghanistan bowled out for just 207. According to Zampa, the booing is something the team have been expecting.
We've spoken a little bit about how we're going to handle that situation. It's obviously, we copped it in the warm-up game against England too, but I think we're expecting it. And to be fair, I think everyone's handling it really well.
In other completed matches, there were wins for the West Indies and New Zealand against Pakistan and Sri Lanka, respectively. Australia's next match is against the West Indies on Thursday. The Matildas have suffered a chastening 3-0 loss to the Netherlands in their final warm-up match before the Women's World Cup in France. Australia showed good movement, but the reigning European champions showed there is still much improvement needed by the Matildas if they are to challenge for women's football's highest honour. New coach Ante Milicic admits the poor performance of his defence in the past 2 matches in particular needs to be addressed.
It's a concern, you know, when you concede 5 against the US and your next game, you know, you concede 3, I'll take responsibility for that. But overall, I thought first half, we just looked a little bit nervous at times, you know. We did well to put them under pressure, but again, when we had the ball, I think we were just a little bit anxious. We didn't keep it, we didn't play out.
The players insist the scoreline won't damage team morale. Here are the thoughts of forward Hayley Rasso and then midfielder Tamika Yallop.
We're confident and we're excited to get going in the World Cup. So I think it hasn't disheartened us too much. It's just, I think, put a little bit more drive into us to want to win these next games.
We tried to stick to our game and play possession. And I don't think it was a 3-0 game. So a couple of things we need to fix and, yeah, move forward.
The Matildas will remain in the Netherlands over the next 3 days before travelling to their World Cup training base at Valenciennes in France on Wednesday. Liverpool made up for last year's disappointment in the final when the Reds lifted the Champions League trophy in Madrid against Tottenham. The match itself didn't live up to expectations. The London club Tottenham conceding an early penalty, which was expertly dispatched by Egyptian striker Mohamed Salah. Here's how Optus Sport broadcast the opening goal.
Big shot for handball, and there's a penalty inside the first minute. And now Mohamed Salah with the opportunity to put Liverpool in front. It has gone to a review. It's just being checked now by VAR. It's Salah who's put Liverpool in front. A sensational start.
Tottenham failed to get a shot on target until the 73rd minute in a lacklustre and disappointing display. It was no surprise when Liverpool substitute Divock Origi completed the 2-0 victory inside the last 5 minutes. Optus Sport again.
Origi! No arguments now. It's Liverpool's Champions League.
Liverpool's German manager Jurgen Klopp has proved a popular figure inside and outside of Anfield, and he was a relieved man at the final whistle. The positive result ended a run of his clubs losing their last 6 major finals.
I feel mostly relief, to be honest, and for my family, actually, because they are pretty close to me, how you can imagine. And the last 6 times, we always flew on holiday with a silver medal. That doesn't feel too cool. And, for the players, we were all pretty much crying on the pitch because it was so emotional. It was so big. It means so much to us.
In China, AFL side Port Adelaide thrashed St Kilda on Sunday to continue the club's perfect record there. The Power scored a percentage-boosting win, dominating the Saints in a 70-point thumping in Shanghai. Illness struck several Saints before the game, and Jaron Geary was forced off with a serious leg injury late in the match. Despite those issues, former captain Travis Boak enjoyed playing in the match and says the push to internationalise the sport is a good thing.
It is. We've spoken about it during the week and even touched on it before the game. It's so important to our club, and they put so much time and effort and money into it. And it's a big move for the club to do this and to grow the game outside of Australia, and we're proud to be a part of it. And it is a big occasion for us, and we're doing all right here.
It's the third year running the AFL has staged a regular season match in China. The NRL this weekend had a split round due to this Wednesday's State of Origin. There were wins for Parramatta, North Queensland Cowboys, Panthers and Raiders in the four matches played. In Super Netball, the Sydney Swifts stayed top of the ladder after a 68-52 point win against the Collingwood Magpies. And finally, Andy Ruiz has dethroned Anthony Joshua with a stunning seventh-round stoppage to become the first Mexican-American world heavyweight champion. British fighter Joshua was defending his IBF, WBA and WBO titles, but was knocked down four times in the fight at Madison Square Garden before the referee waved off the contest. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.